The ancient yogis use a number of similes and metaphors for the transformational process. One of which is the image of the snake that sheds its skin once it has outgrown that skin and reached maturity. It must be left behind, and the skin is shed. But for the yogi, unlike the snake, which grows a new skin, the yogi who attains realization of the self by shedding the ego skin, which was meant only for one's infantile period of life. But once consciousness has matured into its fullness and its true nature, it does not grow a new skin, because the consciousness has become infinite and has no boundaries. Nor is there anything to defend against that requires a skin, because there is no other. And not only is there no other, but there is no internal sense of a particular identity. So there is nothing that would be inside a skin or outside. And it's this state of the realization of the non-duality of what had been considered the inner and the intimate versus the external and the alien that disappears. And one's self-alienation from one's infinite being falls away. And one recognized it to be the one obstacle, one's own identity, was a refusal of one's infinite nature. And one's fear of vulnerability was what was preventing the realization of infinite joy and of eternal life, love, peace, power, beauty, purity, goodness, all of the qualities of the God Self that are instantly realized when one expands into that nature that cannot be encapsulated by any skin. When the consciousness becomes comfortable in the silence without producing the skin cells of thought the narrative that produces the sense of a skin that keeps the illusion of a particular identity and tries to protect it from the influence of the other, even though it is the other internalized that has caused the desire to have such an apparatus between oneself and one's reality. When that production of narratives as a defense no longer takes place, the consciousness in that silent presence automatically receives the constant flow of grace in the form of the creative intelligence of the infinite self. And it is that that becomes one's aura of protection and of connection. An internal connection to all of the infinite archetypal aspects of beauty that constitute the creative intelligence and the will of the self to manifest as beauty, as truth, as goodness, as that power of the real that cannot be destroyed or defeated or harmed in any way. And therefore abides in fearless freedom. And it is this that enables the nobility and the royalty of the self to emerge from the skin that had made one a beggar for the validation of the other. And that brings one into the independence that is the prerequisite of creative production of that which has never before manifested. It is in that absolute novelty that comes out of the cloud of unknowing, out of the essential nature that can never be objectified, that creates a new manifestation of one's being within the realm of becoming that accurately reflects one's divine nature. And the very special and individual form in which the beauty of the transmission of the God Self's vibrational frequency into the morphogenic field of the world comes with a specific pure tone of absolute clarity, precision, power, and divine perfection that contributes to the music of the spheres that together manifest a new world as a symphony of co-creation. But in order to have such a harmonious relationship with all of those instruments, all the nodes of consciousness that are manifesting the divine light and joy into the world, there must be that sense of total love. Total love that is free of judgment, free of any duality of good or bad or right or wrong, or of any projections upon the field. But one must be in a state of total capacity to listen to those subtle tones that are emitted in the silence that produce the most beautiful music that is only able to be heard when the mind is completely still. And that is the language of God. And it is this musical nature that collapses and decollapses the quantum and qualium wave functions and turns them back into those vibratory waves that are free to reestablish forms on the basis of that archetypal wisdom carried by pure presence. And it is in this power of composition, of the recognition of the God Self as the composer of the great symphony, that enables your instrument to play its part with total accuracy and total joy and total freedom of full self-expression of your being. And that is the fulfillment of life. Only when we are free of inhibition and of the desire for exhibition, when the natural state of non-duality has replaced feeling you have some skin in the game, then the game itself changes into the deva-lila of divine action. And all beings are instantly recognized as playing their perfect notes in the perfect moment when they are called for, because the composer is also the one who is playing your instrument in every moment. And all there is necessary to do is to enjoy that beautiful sound that is the Word of God in its fullness. That speaks to those who have chosen to listen. May the hearing and the playing and the beauty produced by the two fill your heart with Mahasukha, the great bliss that never ends. In worlds without end. Amen. May you feel the grace of peace saturating your being by the simple removal of the illusion of a skin separating your essence from God. And may you know the deeper peace of the taste and the feel and the knowledge of the most intimate and infinite beauty of the presence of God in your heart as the core of your being, and the peace that that brings to the heart and to the hearts of all. And may you know the supreme gift of peace that is the realization of the uncreated self that never had been captured in a skin or in a limited identity of any kind, and always eternally shines in the freedom that transcends every cosmos and is the creative power that manifests, sustains, dissolves, and gives rebirth to the ever new. And know this is who you are.